Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey guys, welcome to Steel Wars. I am comedian Steel Saunders and I do love Star Wars. Please enjoy this classic clip, which is available in full at patreon.com/Steel Wars. Let's talk about the King of the Force masquerade. Now, had you done anything like that before, like a masquerade at other Comic-Cons?
Yes. This was my 12th Comic-Con masquerade.
Wow.
So I've been doing masquerade since 2003, and I took 1 year off. And Rogue's been doing it since 2005. So, yeah, we've been doing the Comic-Con masquerade for quite some time.
Okay, so maybe explain to the listener, like, people might hear masquerade and think it's a bunch of people ballroom dancing with little masks over their face. But explain the Comic-Con masquerade and how it works.
Sure. So a lot of cons have costume contests, and very often those costume contests are just the person in the costume walking on stage. They've given the MC something to read about their costume and maybe how they made it, and they walk around for 20 seconds and then they walk off the stage. And that still is that is the basis of the Comic-Con masquerade. The point is to show off your costume.
Yeah, like a fashion show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that is, at its very basic level, that's what masquerade is. But in addition to just giving the MC something to read and walk around the stage, you have the option to create a skit of some kind. It could have music, it could have dialogue, it could be just it could have singing, dancing, but it doesn't have to. None of that is required. All that is required is to get up on stage and show off your costume.
Is that the way it's done, the Comic-Con way? Is that done at other cons as well, with the little like skit component?
Yeah, it really varies by con. Some cons are really strict about time limits, and they don't have the capability to do some of the effects that the Comic-Con masquerade does in terms of being able to project custom backgrounds and change the lighting. You know, sometimes it's just a lit stage in a room with a microphone.
Yeah. And I feel like maybe, you know, you guys have been doing it for, you know, a decade. I feel like it's something that's sort of stayed this, like, it's like a pure part of Comic-Con that, you know, they don't get in like a celebrity host. Like the married couple that host it are just like hilarious, and I really look forward to seeing them every year, their interaction. And I have no idea how the crowd knows to chant all those things.
Many years of experience.
But it does seem like a timeless sort of thing that has been like unaltered by all the, you know, like everything else has been so co-opted by, you know, movie studios and stuff, that maybe the masquerade is a pure form of Comic-Con.
I think that's absolutely true.
Yeah.
And I should point out, one of the other really great things about the Comic-Con masquerade is many cons will have a costume contest and they'll have it judged by some random celebrities who are there that they've roped into doing this.
Who don't know what
they're talking about. They're like, oh, that looks pretty. Let's award it a prize. And lots of those judges do try, but they don't necessarily have the experience. Comic-Con brings in judges, often the same judges year over year, who know what they're looking for. And they do detailed workmanship judging. And they, you know, they really know how to judge a masquerade, which makes a huge difference in the quality.
Yeah. They're often costuming and or makeup professionals in the industry, so theater or TV or movie professionals come in, so they know what they're looking for.
But you're right that, sorry to interrupt, that it is something that is largely unchanged over the years, and a big part of that is due to it's run by the same team every year. Martin Jaquish is the head of the Comic-Con masquerade, and he and his team run an airtight ship. Like, that masquerade comes off pretty much flawlessly every year, and they just know what they're doing, and they run a really, really great show.
They were in WonderCon as well. WonderCon Masquerade.
Yeah, the I'm not even sure how I've been to Comic-Con. That was my third time, and I'm not even sure how we went, like why we went the first year, but we just, I don't know, it was just so fun, and we each year we sort of, you know, drag people, you know, a little bit, they're unsure of what a masquerade is, and then once they get there, they're just like, oh yeah, this is like amazing. What other like maybe in the last couple of years, so I could maybe jog my memory, what masquerades did you do like last year?
Last year we did Be a Fan to the tune of Be a Man from Mulan. We'll make a man of it out of you. And so we were a bunch of disparate costumes, and we turned this one guy into this super fan.
By stripping off his clothes on stage.
And adding clothes.
Ah, yeah, I do have a vague memory of that one. And what other, have you done any other like Star Wars themed ones?
Yes, 2 years ago we did a parody of West Side Story called Tatooine with a bunch of dancing Jawas. To Luke and Owen talking about, instead of singing America from West Side Story and deciding whether or not they want to be in America, it's whether or not it's Luke wants to stay on Tatooine.
You know, obviously there's a big musical component in your masquerades by the sounds of it. Like, what's your background that makes you be able to pull this off so smoothly?
Well, it's funny you should mention that.
we both have done a lot of theater, mostly in college. We don't really do theater anymore. It's hard to do with a full-time job and keep all of that. So all of our frustrated performance energies go into this 2.5 minutes once a year at Comic-Con.
Now, how did the idea for the King of the Force? We should actually, I will put up a clip on the feed that I filmed of the masquerade. So, and definitely, if you haven't seen the clip yet, you should watch it first, just to, like, we were just so overjoyed with it. We were screaming at the end, as was pretty much, you know, there's like 4,000 people in that room. There's a few jokes that got massive laughs in it, and then at the end it was just like, ah! So make sure you go back and get on YouTube, or I'll put it on the actual RSS feed for the podcast, the clip that we filmed. How did you conceive the idea of the King of the Force, which is J.J. Abrams is at the Force Awakens panel, and he's getting quizzed by some very nicely singing Star Wars fans. How did the idea come about?
Well, we actually had a couple of ideas last year for Masquerade, and we used one, and we were going to save the other, but while we liked it, we were kind of, nobody was really super enthusiastic about it, and so us and another couple who was in it, Mike and Steph Chiesi, who were Han and the Handmaiden in the clip that you'll see. They stayed with us for Celebration, the four of us in our hotel room. And so when we weren't exhausted from volunteering for the day, we spent our evening one night brainstorming ideas. And Steph had just seen Newsies and thought that that would be a good source material, some kind of dancing, you know, upbeat number. And it's called King of New York is the song for Newsies. And that seemed like it had a lot of potential. We rolled around a lot of ideas, and she had mentioned King of the Force, which was like, okay, yeah, that's great. You know, is Darth Vader the King of the Force, or is Luke the King of the... Is the Emperor Yoda or whatever? And we're like, no, guys, we just saw that panel in that trailer today. Who is the King of the Force right now?
J.J. Abrams is the King of the Force. Yeah. And then as soon as we got that... You know, as soon as somebody said that, and none of us remembers who was the actual person to say it, but as soon as we realized that J.J. Abrams was the King of the Force, the whole skit just flew from there. We instantly started casting our friends, and I sent an email to my father that said, "Hi, Dad, we need you to build a table that Andrew can dance on. Also, we will need you to be George Lucas." And that was it. I just sent it. I didn't even sign it.
That sounds like a phishing scam if I've ever heard one.
But yeah,
and who did you guys play in it?
I was Princess Leia. Mm-hmm.
And I was Poe Dameron.
Ah, you made a late appearance.
Yes, it was, which was also a very interesting costume to make.
Well, it was it was actually Caitlin's Princess Leia then that got, because I actually filmed the entire, you know, from lights out to the ovation at the end, and it was, I could see the silhouette when you were all setting up of Princess Leia's hair buns. And I was like, oh yes, the Star Wars one, finally. So I was like, I recorded it, and I was just I was so happy that I, you know, hadn't just caught it, you know, 20 seconds in after realizing what was going on. Did you know that there was going to be a J.J. Abrams panel? It seems like a long way out to plan it, to know that.
We were pretty sure there was going to be something because Star Wars usually has a big panel. Mm-hmm. We did not know that the timing was going to work out so well, that it was going to be Friday night, that it was going to be such an epic panel, that they would have the concert afterwards, and so everyone was talking about it, that it would be on everyone's minds. We did actually have to make a very late adjustment in the audio because originally the very beginning narration said something about, I hope you enjoyed a look at that new trailer, and then they broke the news a few days before Comic-Con, no, there's not going to be a new trailer, we're not actually going to show you that. So Rogue switched it out for a look at that behind the scenes footage, and we totally guessed right that they show that they were going to show that behind the scenes reel. So we were like, "Yeah, good job, us."
Well, that it sort of reminds me of the story of Weird Al Yankovic when he did the Phantom Menace parody song. He had to, you know, source a lot of spoilers and try to put together how the story would go, but so it would come out. And, you know, the film clip would be done the week that The Phantom Menace came out. So, well done on late changing that. To hear the full episode, along with hundreds of hours of bonus content, I would invite you to check out the Steel Wars Patreon page at patreon.com/Steel Wars. For just $3 a month, you get a dedicated RSS feed that easily pastes into any podcast app you use, sending the complete archives of Steel Wars episodes along with bonus Patreon exclusives like movie commentaries, Q&As, and shows like the Making Steel Wars show, which I make exclusively for Patreon members with Jason Ward of MakingStarWars.net, where we try to find the news behind the news. Plus, you'll get the bonus segments from the call-in shows, which sometimes can be over an hour. And as well as all the bonus content, you get that warm glow that you are supporting this show you listen to each week. The idea behind Patreon is if lots of people chip in a little bit of cash, that content producers such as myself can still keep producing for you guys while still being able to feed our very cute Ewok-looking cats. There's a hungry cat involved in this, guys! As well as some sweet, sweet content. Check out all the super fun tiers and all the shows you're missing out on at patreon.com/Steel Wars. And may that force be with you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.